Oh, my name is Lincoln. I'm in Elizabethan, Tennessee.
Hey, Lincoln, what's new?
I was wanting to call in on the Charles-Bonnet syndrome line, but I don't have long distance on my phone.
Oh, no, you can call on any other line if you want.
Because I'm trying to get my disability. I have eye problems as well. I had surgery in the last 16 months. I've had 12 surgeries on my eye.
12? What's wrong with you?
I'm diabetic. I had diabetic retinopathy, and my retina had detached once, then it detached again.
What can you see right now of anything?
I can see 20/60 out of my left eye. My right eye is 20/200.
That's not too bad.
No, I can see to get around, and, you know, I'm able to drive with lenses. But
I think my producer Tom's like 20/500.
Wow.
Tell you the truth.
Now,
I mean, he takes his glasses off. I kid you not, he dropped something a couple days ago. He didn't have his glasses on. And I said, Tom, you know, I got this Howard Hughes problem. I said, pick this up. And and he couldn't find it. And it was right there.
Yeah, and I'm the same way. I can look at something and not even see it. But I was 20/400, and I had another laser surgery, and it helped. It cut it in half.
Yeah, I had LASIK, and so now I'm 20/15, which is pretty good.
Wow. But now what I was going to say is I've noticed it since I've had the eye problems over the last couple of years. Usually at night when I'm going to go to sleep is when I see these things.
What kind of creatures? Describe what they look like.
They're just faces. But now I see them when I close my eyes.
Are they distorted faces?
They'll start out like I'll see like the side of the face.
Yeah, that's it.
And it'll slowly turn toward me, and it stays in proportion as it turns toward me, and it'll morph into another face. Like it might be a man's face. Then it'll morph into a female. Then it might morph into a creature. And if you're looking at a negative of a photograph, how you got a black background with the white image,
mm-hmm.
These images will be on a black background, but they'll be red. They're
so how do you feel about people who say that you are suffering a problem, a medical problem, and that's truly what the syndrome is? And then there's others who say, no, you are looking into some other parallel reality.
These are definitely faces. I mean, I can see the details. Like on a man, I can see the mustache, the beards, the hairs in them.
So you think you're looking into another dimension, reality or something?
Yeah, but they just morph into, and I mean, a lot of times I'll lay down just so I can see these things now. They don't scare me or anything. Some of them look frightening. Some of them look like they're screaming. Some of them look sad, like they're crying. And even children's faces, just all kinds of faces. And sometimes they'll morph into like their eyes will be sunk in. And they'll look like, almost like a skull, and they'll have like horns and just all kinds of, you know, even fire around them sometimes. But now another thing that happened when I was a child. Not shadow people, but my grandmother had a house that my grandfather's family originally owned, the original house on that he grew up in. That house was tore down and they built another house. Well, my grandma had a certain bedroom I stayed in when I would go visit her.
Yeah.
And every time I would walk into this room, there was a dresser that had a big old mirror on it, a huge mirror, like 3 foot by 4 foot, huge mirror. And as I'd walk by this mirror, out of the corner of my eye, and I would see two people standing in this mirror every time, and I would look at them, and they would disappear. But I would look at them long enough to see them. I could see their faces.
What did they look like? And how were they dressed?
They looked more like children, and they looked, you know, the girl had like on a gunny sack dress, and the boy just had on like pants and a button.
Maybe from the 1800s or later?
Yeah, well, here's the strange thing. When my grandfather was young, he was a baby. My great-grandmother lost two children the same day like typhoid fever. One was 11 and one was like almost 13.
A boy and girl?
A boy and a girl, and they both died the same day.
And
I
maybe
told my mom about
him.
This the other day.
That's a great story.
But it's strange, but I do see these faces at night when I close my eyes. And tonight, I'll fall asleep sometime during the show, and I hate when it happens, but tonight...
I do too.
The phone calls about the eye problems and then seeing these things. And I was like, wow, that's me. So I've been really intrigued listening to these stories.
Okay, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is an interesting syndrome. I would apt more to believe that this is coming from a portal to another parallel reality. But I'm sure there's people who have had medical conditions as well.